Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing voices to power. Grassroots mouthpiece.
It's the rap. Hip hop.
They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. Bringing voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power.
To the rap, hip hop.
Bringing voices to power.
Okay, in this episode of Bringing Voices to Power, I'm going to be talking with one of my favorite guests, Clarence Pointer, a master pencil artist. Clarence is representing Lawrence County, Hillsborough, Alabama. Clarence was commissioned to create a drawing of Claudette Robinson of the Miracles. She's also known as the First Lady of Motown, and she was being honored by the city of Los Angeles. He's really representing the South Whale out there on the West Coast. Good evening, Clarence. How's it going?
Nice breeze today.
Oh, yeah. We a little cooled down around here in your hometown. We had all those rain days come through, no storms, so it's got a little cooled off today, but we'll be right back to the mugginess and stickiness tomorrow. Tell us about what an honor it was to be commissioned to create a drawing for Claudette Robinson of the Miracles.
Oh, man, it was one of those moments that you live for as an artist to be called upon to do you know, elite, you know, iconic figures like that, you know. Just, she's just one of many, you know. But this was kind of special because, you know, I live in California, right? But I'm actually like in a rural area a long ways away from L.A., about, you know, about an hour, hour and change, you know, and there's a lot of artists in L.A. But they chose me to create this piece of artwork, and I couldn't say no. Couldn't say no.
No. Hey, they came for the best, man. They came for the best.
Obviously.
And, oh, yeah. Hey, and that goes to show, like I said, your portfolio is so big, man, I couldn't even get it all into the summary of the show. I mean, the accomplishments go on and on and on. I'm going to talk about some of those later. But first, and, you know, I know that was a great honor, and they sought out the best. You know, you deserve to be up there with one of the greats. But tell the people how you want to give back to your hometown and how you can mentor them through your online mentor art program.
You know, it's really relatively simple to apply, you know, and not just the hometown folks, you know, people all over the globe, really, because
yeah,
I've learned a lot in my journey as an artist on the things that you can do to gather exposure, network, you know, market yourself, to take different techniques to elevate your art skill level. And it's amazing how I'm doing this, not in person, because I really have a time to do it in person. You know, so long distance, 2,000 miles away. You know, I critique, you know, suggest strong suggestions on how to raise your skill level, different techniques, things that most artists do the same thing over and over and over again, but it's the wrong thing they're doing over and over and over again. So you have the right formula for accuracy. I don't care how old you are. You could be young, you could be old, but you get the right formula, and you know how to apply those, and you're passion-driven, you'll get there. And that's what I do. I really do. I just share what I've learned over the years, and artists seem to gravitate to what I'm saying, because I make it really simple. And within 30 days, it's a transformation that they won't believe themselves.
Yes, and so you're taking on beginners, everybody. So
anybody who got an inkling of talent, I can turn into something huge. If they want to, they have to be willing to learn, you know, and I mean, I'm just his boss. I just give suggestions. You know, it's up to it's like in record school. You have homework. You do the homework, or you don't.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
You know, it's really that simple.
Yeah. So, and then also, you know, we real deep in sports around here. You got the Portland Chiefs where you painted that mural out there and some more paintings out there. And we got the Hazelwood Golden Bears down there in Town Creek. So we got some championship teams around here, and also in basketball in all the cities in Lawrence County in your hometown.
Yeah.
Tell us how it is writing and drawing, doing the pencil work for sports. Magazine, Sports Life magazine.
Oh, man. Now, that right there, I mean, every aspect of my life over the last 8 years have been dramatic. I mean, after getting laid off from my job, which was God sent, I was on a mission. You know, I was posting stuff on Facebook like no tomorrow. You know, it's my office, right? Well,
right.
The CEO of Sports Life magazine have been following me for a couple of years. And out of the blue, he just calls me up. So, look, I showed your artwork to the board members. We want you to be the face of the magazine. And we want you to create every cover indefinitely, exclusively, only you. I'm like, really? You know, but he said, your work is second to none. And we want the best. We want to be different than any other sports magazine. And only way I can see can be different is to show illustrations of your artwork on the cover. I mean, it's like photographs anyway, so why not just use your artwork as opposed to a photographer?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's a dream gig. That's a dream gig. I mean, that's going to get on all the talk shows, you know, the notoriety that one desires to have, the exposure. And that's showing the other artists around the globe that art can be a career. It doesn't have to be a hobby. You know, most artists I know, they have 9-to-5 jobs. I mean, some of the best artists I know, equivalent to me, have 9-to-5 jobs, you know, unless they're retired. You know, so this is, you know, one of those avenues that you dream about, they come about, but you have to be ready. I tell people all the time, success comes when being prepared meets opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And then you're ready to fly like an eagle then.
Yeah, and you have to be ready for it. Now, if you wasn't honing your skills and tightening up and staying active with it, I mean, you know, it seemed like art would be kind of a hard thing to do if you're doing it moonlighting rather than this is what I was born to do. I'm doing it every day. You know, if you're moonlighting, it seems like it might take a little bit longer to get where you want.
Well, see, that's where this phrase I hear all the time comes in. I used to draw. I hear that over and over and over again. And even going back to my youth years, you know, all through working at Hardy's Restaurant in Decatur, you know, Decatur General Hospital, you know, the military, after military, through all those years, I always found time to practice. Always found time to practice. You know, so when opportunity comes, like the event with Miss Claudette Robinson, then we had, you know, other iconic images that I drew for individuals like Bill Duke, Dick Gregory. You know, the list goes on and on, man. But I don't want to get into all your questions, so I'm going to keep my answers short so you can ask me this question you want to ask me.
Another thing, too, I want to be like, we talked about this one time before. How can people, you know, give them the information where they can get to your site and they can see some of your drawings, and also the site where they can also purchase the drawings? Now, you did a drawing for my classmate, my friend, and it was a really good picture, man. You did the one for Candy. It was a really great picture.
Which classmate was this?
Was it? Did you did a picture for a woman whose daughter had passed?
I can't recall who doing that was. I did so many.
Yeah. I know. And a lot of the pieces, a lot of the older pieces that I still really like the pieces you done during the Pacquiao fight.
Oh yeah,
Those pictures were some nice pictures too.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to evolve on a daily. You know, everybody say, "Well, how much better can you get?" I don't know. Let me see. I'm getting faster. You know, with the same results. You know, I don't rush anything. You know, I just try to. I treat everybody the same. You know, you can be the manager at McDonald's, or you can be Dick Gregory. It don't matter. The same effort is going to go into each artwork, you know. But I'm loving it, man. The magazine is going to be relaunching next month. You know, you get a hold of me through any social media outlet, Clarence Pointer. The website is clarencepointer.com. Twitter is Clarence Pointer. Instagram is Clarence Pointer. Facebook is Clarence Pointer. Everything is my brand name, so it's easy to remember.
Yeah, on the picture, I was going to ask you, because I was that picture still looked good on the mural. How long, when you do a mural or something like that, how long does it usually last before you have to come in and do touch-up, or it just depends?
It probably depends on the temperature and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's funny you mention those murals, okay? Now, I'm on vacation in Alabama in 2010 and 11. And I hadn't done a mural, a solo, ever. I hope a guy in Japan watching. I was in Japan. I hope this guy do a mural. And unfortunately for him, my part of the mural looked better than his did. He had been doing all his life. So we're going to fast forward 25 years. And my cousin works at R.H. Hubbard. And she asked me about doing a mural in the lunchroom. So I do one in the lunchroom. Then I do one in the main lobby area and in the gym. Now, I hadn't did one ever. So I would answer that question. I hope it lasts forever. Is it new? Some touch-ups? Hope that I'll be in town to go by and touch it up.
Yeah.
But what the paint I used, though, was really – It was built for endurance and whatnot. So when I went to I'm not sure what Lowe's or Home Depot or somewhere in Decatur, I got the right paint for the job. So it should last for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when you
it was good times too.
Yeah. I know you met a lot of celebrities. Like I said, you up there among the stars, and they know you. They seek you out. You know, that's a good feeling when people at the top seek you out. I have that sometimes. I have the pleasure of that sometimes. You know, you get your appreciation for what you do. What I mean,
right.
And it's simple fact that the person reached out. I tell a lot of people a lot of times I have powerful people reach out just for some advice or just to let me know they see the work. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, right there means more than anything when you get appreciated for your art. And that's why I'm trying to stress to Lawrence County, you're from here, you're part of us. We need to be supporting you as much as we, you know, I mean, you're representing
us. Absolutely. I mean, and what you just said, I'm going to pick it back on that a little bit, because a couple years ago, I get a phone call from one of the realtors in my area where I live now, and I had never met this guy before. I knew he exists. He's one of the big dogs in the real estate market. And he said, "Is this Clarence Pointer?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Listen, we're having an event next month, and we're honoring people who are pillars in the community. And your name keeps coming up in our board meetings." I said, "Really? Yeah." I said, "Okay." So, would you be willing to receive this Distinguished Artist of the Year award? I was like, "Oh well, let me see. Absolutely." So, where I gotta go and pick it up? He said, "Let's come to this event. I have you seated with one of the other recipients, and one of the other recipients was Glenn Turman from a different world and Cooley High."
Yeah.
So we sat at the same table, had a nice conversation. I suppose he's going to his ranch, because every year he has during the off season of school program that he, for a couple of weeks, he had people come in, do certain things, do some different workshops and stuff like that. So hopefully this year we'll connect and I go out to his ranch, ride a horse, be Joe Cartwright for about an hour, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Share some ideas and tips with the kids. It's just fun to interact with the community, You know, I go to the college every quarter, do a lecture to art class, you know, stuff like that. And see, those things like that, and people see what you're doing, and what you're doing is not going unnoticed.
Yeah.
Somebody's always watching you, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I mean. Like I said, I had people contact me that I didn't even know was keeping up with my stuff. And say, I just want to let you know I like what you're doing. And they're like, oh, okay, oh, wow. You know?
Those are the best.
The hard time and work that you put into what you do, the best reward sometimes is, hey, you know people know this. A lot
they
of
do.
Times,
I mean,
you know, you have to be, and this is each person at the top of their game. They should be compensated, you know, because
yeah.
they're putting time and effort and dedication into creating something. But a lot of times, what people don't understand, we need that to keep doing what we're doing, but you can't match monetary-wise with somebody saying, hey, man, you know, I like that piece you put out. I like that art. You know, keep up the good work. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times that is, you need money to survive, but that right there, you can't surpass that when you know that your stuff is noticed and respected and people encourage you to keep doing it.
Exactly. I mean, if I was one of those people that if my head could get big on every compliment I get, I can walk in the house.
You got a list of accomplishments that it couldn't even fit on the stage.
No, my bio is like a short story. That's just it's not even complete. I wouldn't put too much on there because people think, you know, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, you've had artwork on sitcoms like Hang with Mr. Cooper, you know, and Sparks in the 90s. You done already did that before, you know.
Yeah.
And what about one of the greatest icons? I mean, you was commissioned to create a joint of Rosa Parks. That's one of the greatest icons. And you did that at a special event presentation at Edwards Air Force Base back in 93. So you've been laying it down for a while.
I ain't just started yesterday. I tell people all the time.
Yeah, what about Black Bottom Line? I know you were selected as art director of the magazine publication. You know about it by its founder.
That was back in the early 90s too. A good friend of mine, John Ward, worked together on the Air Force Base, and he had a magazine trying to put out some positive black, you know, information, and it was really good. It only lasted for a couple of years, but the substance of his material was really good. It was really good, and you know, I'm a little way behind the ears artist and trying to get some things going, and he pulled me in and asked me why I do this. Artwork for his magazine and whatnot. So there was a whole lot of fun. Met some good people that still friends with today from that experience. It was a good time. It was a good time. The early 90s were really good. Really good.
Yeah. Hey, the early 2000s wasn't bad for you either. I mean, you got invited to showcase your art at Motown with the legend Smokey Robinson himself. As a matter of fact, it was at his first annual celebrity golf tournament.
I'm not sure if he had one since then, but that was the first, you know. and he was Smokey on them at one time, but he was so down to earth, soft spoken, like his music. That's a genuine cat, man. Barry Gordy too. I mean, everybody who was there was very genuine. You know, everybody who's got celebrity status, bougie, you know, but a whole lot of them are really down to earth. The ones I've met so far, you know, the Smokey's really cool. I like Smokey.
Yeah. And we got a lot of gospel greats around here, starting with the Oil Sisters and
the Great Sisters. Well, a lot of people might not know that Clarence Pointer was commissioned to draw the cast members of the gospel musical play God's Trying to Tell Me Something for their promotional tour.
That was awesome.
So out there.
That was the early '90s too. Matter of fact, I lost contact with the writer director, Delilah Williams, for years until Facebook. I finally get on Facebook, and we've been corresponding every since.
Hey, tell us about the 15 pieces you did for Los Angeles Rams wide receiver Willie Anderson, Flipper.
Oh, Flipper. Oh, well. well,
that's a lot of pieces. 15 pieces.
There was once again. That was in the early 90s too. Early 90s was a kickstart for me. You know,
yeah.
To know that I could really do this thing. You know, but in Flipper's case, I call him Flipper. His cousin and I were stationed in the Air Force together, and his cousin said, "Man, you should do a drawing of my cousin Flip." I said, "Flip who?" He said, "Flipper Anderson for the Rams." I said, "Man, they ain't your cousin." He said, "Yes, it is." So, his name is Carl. What's Carl's last name? It comes in a little bit. I call him Carl. Long story short, I do the drawings for him, and he comes to pick it up, and mesmerized by it. I mean, he's like, you got the shoestrings, you got everything in this picture down pat. So I get to his house the following week, delivering them, and he has these calendars in his house. These pictures from his calendar, he's going to get framed and put in his music room. You know, I'm a businessman. Even back then, I was like, you know, looking for opportunity to, you know, to get more Benjamins out of a deal. So I said, why are you framing all these pictures from this calendar? We get the real deal right in front of you. He said, "What you got?" I said, "I ain't got nothing. I got a stack of to-do list projects." You know, so he said, "Bring them back Friday. We'll go through them and pick out a few." I said, "Cool." So I get back Friday. I'm thinking he's going to say maybe three or four. We picked out about 15 pieces.
Whoa.
I can't remember what they were. I knew it was Stevie Wonder was in there, James Brown, Tina Turner, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Cab Calloway, Dizzy Gillespie, a few more. Anita Baker was in that stack. It was a bunch, man. It was a good experience. He didn't put me on blast to other teammates, which is cool, but just him alone was good enough. Go
about,
no.
You know,
I was going to say. You go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I was just going to say.
I lost contact with him until I was home again in 2010, and now I guess he forgot where I lived in California, and he was here from Atlanta a few months ago, 12 miles from my house, doing some signings at a pro place where other pro athletes was there signing autographs and stuff. He was there for 2 days, 12 miles from my house, and I didn't know until I texted him like a week later. So, small world.
Yeah, small world. And speaking of small world, everybody, everywhere you go, especially in the hoods and among, you know, the community, everybody talk about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. And I know you got some artwork to say to Roscoe's in downtown Hollywood, California. It's doing it right in the sun. It's all people talk about Roscoe's Chicken.
Yeah, I got to go back it's been a while since I was down there. But I know my work's still down there because I got a phone call from a guy who had bought some artwork for me. Was sitting right under one of the drawings on the wall. And he was there with some friends. Yeah, he was there with some friends. And he said, I know this artist right here. As a matter of fact, I got this piece in my house. Huh? They ain't believe him. So he calls me from the restaurant so I could validate what he was saying to his friends. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. You got to get some points on that with your friends. I'm like, hey, I got him. I got my man right here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those were the world's rare, unique, fun phone calls. I said, are you done with me now? I got work to do. All right, Pussy Man, I'll talk to you later. You know, it's cool. I had fun with him and his friends that day.
Yeah. What about, I was thinking about the Obama thing that you was featured in. You was invited to be the feature artist for the Beverly Hills, California inauguration celebration.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had some great Obama moments.
The
first one. Actually, I'm going to back up to a quick scenario of the whole thing. Me and President Obama, we started our gig at the same time. I started full-time artist November 3rd, 08, and he started pressing November 4th, 08. And I had done this picture of him at the White House and Michelle and all this stuff before election night. And election night, I won't say how much money I made election night from these prints of this drawing, but I made a chunk of change, so to speak.
Yeah.
So the word got out, and certain people, January came around for inauguration. I got called to showcase my artwork at this event in Beverly Hills, which was really cool. I mean, it's kind of like Beverly Hills. I had never been to Beverly Hills before other than driving through Royal Drive. Dale Drive. I call it Royal Drive. You know, so I got there, showcased some artwork, met some people that night that I'm still in contact with today. You know, and then like 2012, I did another piece, and that piece was actually showcased in the White House from 2012 to 2016.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got a letter from the president, thank you card, signed by him and Michelle. There's one where his hand is on his fist is always on his chin. That's on my website. If you go to my website, you see that Mr. 44th. And on the, you click on it, you'll see the thank you card and envelope that came in November 2016. I'm sorry, 2012.
Yeah.
I got the letter in the mail right before Thanksgiving. And, you know, so, but you got to use those opportunities to generate fundings for your future projects, art exhibits and stuff like that. So when people ask me, did he pay for it? I always say, yes, he did. Indirectly, paid for his art because I used that image and the thank you card and the envelope as a PowerPoint slide. Posted on Facebook, sold 100 copies that month.
Mm-hmm.
So he paid for it indirectly by personally endorsing me. You don't get any higher endorsement than the President of the United States.
Yeah, you can't get no better than that.
That's how you're going to get.
Yeah.
So I love how
you got Dallas Cowboys. Now, I was going to say all them Dallas Cowboys fans we got in Lawrence County. It seems like everybody a Dallas Cowboys fan. But, hey, here's another tidbit for everybody in Lawrence County. All you Cowboys fans, in 2013, Pencil Man was appointed the premier artist for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, that didn't work out as well as it should have worked out. But in hindsight, it was a good thing still. I still have personal contact with the PR people, with the Dallas Cowboys, the tours and tickets. I got a seat waiting on me at the 50-yard line in any game in the stadium. You know, so I'm guessing. Then, like a few months ago, a couple months ago, I became friends with. Actually, 2 years ago, I became friends with Thomas Hollywood Henderson, legendary linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys in the mid-70s. The only linebacker in NFL history to return a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Wow.
Yeah, 9.5 in 100. So fast forward to two months ago, we were talking on Facebook. Actually, I called him up because I have his phone number. I have on my phone. We was talking verbally about me doing a piece of art for him. That I said, well, it was fine. I said, I'm going to do this drawing for you, Thomas, that we've been talking about. And when I finish it, you ain't got to buy it. But what I need you to do for me, though, is assign 56 copies for me of three different sizes. And from the proceeds, I'll donate 30% to your foundation. He was like, let's do it. We do it. I thought sales. And donate, you know, 30% to his foundation. And all he wanted was the largest size I could print. You know, 24-6. He's framed and put in his house. He personally endorsed me. He's the first person of that status that was in a position to do this and do it willingly with no red tape and all kind of stuff just because he thought I was a phenomenal artist. And now to all the veteran pro players just through his association with me right now. So everything worked out for the good with the Cowboys. And I'm a Cowboy fan, so it all works out.
Oh, yeah. That ain't no slouch either. That Luther Vandross, another community icon.
Oh, yeah. That was one of those, that's it. Most of those images like that are calls I get from people being represented, acknowledged, or they're keynote speakers at different events and stuff like that. And a good friend of mine was doing a rendition of Luther and called me up to see why we went to create a drawing of Luther for a silent auction. And that night, Vivica Fox, the MC, you know. So it's kind of like, I just go, what's his name? Kenny Lattimore did a duet with my boy. You know, it was kind of like, you know, I belong.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, hey, it is what it is. Call me up anytime you need me.
I know that's right. I'm here when you call.
Yep. Yep.
Can you give us a little hint of what you're working on now? Masterpieces, big important pieces that you currently work.
I got a big project I'm working on right now with Hollywood Henderson. Some images he want me to create for his documentary. He's going to be launching on Netflix later in the year. And a lot of regular folks' artwork. I'm not just a celebrity artist. Whoever needs my expert tools put down on paper, it don't matter what your status is, as long as you got the Benjamins and you're willing to pay for quality. And I tell people, see, I scare a whole lot of people off, Marcus. I really do. Not intentionally. They feel that I'm so perfect at what I do that my prices are way through the roof, and they don't even call because they're scared. I'm gonna break the bank. I'm not gonna break the bank. I work with you.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote.
So y'all make sure y'all get Pencilman a call because he's ready to work with you. Especially, you know, we need to show him the love from the hometown. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about the talent and the people come from hometown who go out and represent their hometowns well. Now I'll tell you one that I liked the most probably, and that was the portrait of Gene Chandler, the Duke of Earl.
Man,
and it was one song my parents used to play over and over and over.
Well, that came about same scenario. I'm somewhere. Actually, that's the follow up to the year before. Because I had did one for Mr. Hank Dixon, who named the group called The Originals, Baby I'm For Real. And he was receiving this Entertainment Legacy Award. So it was something special addition to that to award him that night. So then this year, it was Gene Chandler's turn. So now I'm on record now to being the artist for to create an image for the Entertainment Legacy Award recipient every year. So they're going to be calling me every year now. See, if you put out a good product, they'll keep calling you back.
Yeah, they'll come back for the next project. That's why you got to make every project, no matter what you do in your chosen field of endeavor, each piece you put out, you got to show out, because that piece can be that piece could be the next bacon that's coming home.
That's right. I mean, that one in particular, Mr. Gene Chandler, his son, sang with a group with Hank Dixon, with the original. The event was on a Saturday night. And on Monday, his son had posted a picture of him and his dad holding a picture I drew on his page. And it got a ton of comments and likes and whatnot. And one of the people who commented on it was Evelyn Champagne King. She loved it, you know. And the recent one with Claudia Robertson, one of my favorite actresses from back in the day, Jan Kennedy, liked her picture. And she left a nice comment on Miss Claudia Robertson's picture. So I've been people from all walks of life, yesteryear, current, appreciating what I do. And I love what I do. I share my knowledge with others. Who I post a lot to inspire and to encourage other artists to reach for their dreams, and don't let nobody tell you anything different. I mean, your dreams are your dreams.
Exactly. Exactly. And they can't see your dreams because it wasn't meant for them.
Absolutely. You know.
So, Ed, so I just want to say, man, we pulling for you out here in the South, in your hometown, and I'm going to try to rally the troops, because I really want us to start supporting all our independent artists around here. We got a lot
Absolutely.
Of independent artists, a lot of different fields around here. But people to go out and represent us like you do, we really need to show the love. And once again, if y'all trying to get some of these paintings by Clarence Pointer, you can go to
www.bringingvoicestopower.com.
Okay, if you didn't hear that, that's www.clarencepointer.com.
That's it. And all my contact information, phone number, address, all is there.
we gotta get you back on again, man, and update us. Like I said, this really could have been a 3-part series, you know. Like I said, you touched some of the great.
We can do it again. We have a quarterly quarterly show.
Oh yeah, and a lot of people. I didn't mention this either. Clarence also participated in the Fuller Gordy annual strike fest fundraiser with a donation art piece to the Silent Auction. So he does give back, and he is ready to help his community. And he's got this online art membership program. You would really do good if you're not the artist, but you got an artist in your family. You need to get them enroll in this art membership program that Clarence Pencilman and Pointer has.
Ain't too hard on you.
Oh no.
I want the best for you, so I gotta be a little hard, you know, initially, but I do it in love.
Oh yeah, do it in love and come on out, and you never know. Clarence might see something in you that he might take you on and turn you on to something else. So all artists need to be coming together, communicating,